Many of those who have spoken before me on these occasions have condemned the president for the love which our men, women, and children are now obeying. It is not easy to see a loved one being shipped off to war. We are here to honor those who sacrifice their lives and fight for their country. Forget the fact that they are inexperienced in battle and take solace in their rigorous training. For my part, I think it's sufficient for those who prove their virtue in action, my actions to be honored. 1,500 men and women of the Air Force have been shipped out to the Middle East in the last 60 days. 2,000 more have been put on alert. Some 2,500 others have been inactive since the 9/11 attacks. Last week, National Guard troops returned to Camp Roberts outside San Luis Obispo, where they were deployed somewhere in the United States for Homeland Security under Nova Lima. Others went overseas for Operation Enduring Freedom. The rigorous hours of field training and exercise are the surest evidence of merit. An evidence begun in their training and to be completed on the battlefield. It is a debt of justice to pay superior honors to those who have devoted their lives in fighting for their country. Not one of those soldiers will shy away in the face of danger. Not one of those soldiers Regarding this as the most honorable prize of danger, they boldly rushed toward their military issue buses, have secured their place in both our hearts and history. As for you who stayed behind, it is your business to pray for a better fate. And to think it also your duty to preserve the same spirit of warmth and courage that lies within our soldiers, placing your happiness on liberty and liberty at value. Be prepared to encounter all dangers of war, for the lavish life is not so noble as those whose misfortune have reduced to desolation and despair. Our soldiers are upholding the rights of those unfortunate few who cannot. Our soldiers are keeping the peace at home. Our soldiers are counting on our support. Our soldiers are listening. For this reason, the parents of those who are now gone, whoever they may be attending here, I do not lament you. I shall rather reassure. I know it is a difficult task to attempt to comfort those of you whose misfortunes will recall pain and seeing those who are happy to stay behind. Faith does not come from the absence of those good things we lost, but from the loss of those we are accustomed to.